It's time to watch The Muppets with special guest Roger Moore. Hit record.
Oh, when?
Don't yell at me.
Yell at me, Dad. So
we gave me back my Game Boy games.
Did you
play any of these?
I tried to. I can't see. I couldn't.
Oh, I forgot. There's no backlight.
I couldn't see. I had the light a little bit, and then I couldn't see anything. Yeah. I tried to play a Pokemon, but I'm like, I don't understand where I'm going.
Did you start a new game?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know what I was doing.
You read the directions, Megan.
I did.
I'm Professor Oak. I'm the Pokemon Professor. Blah 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 blah.
I remember. Mm-hmm. And he has it. Remember. Like, I caught Pikachu.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that,
That's it.
I struggled.
I struggled.
I didn't work for me.
I'm glad that you tried,
I did
at least.
Try.
You tried.
I did watch, I know we were going to talk about Hong Kong last episode, but we'll talk about Hong Kong this episode.
Instead, we talked about the Bible.
Well, I'll talk about the Bible all the live long day, to be honest with you. Last night I went to bed with a book, and it was it's called The History of the Bible, and I'm like opening it, and that's my bedtime reading.
I picked the right time to ask you silly questions.
I know, it was
questions.
So funny. Anyway.
So you tried to play these games. What movie did you watch on the flight before we get the thing started?
I feel ashamed that this is the movie I watched.
What movie?
I watched the Hunger Games movie. Mm-mm. It wasn't good.
No. You just watched the first one?
Not the PETA.
You watched the new Hunger Games movie.
The new Hunger Games movie.
A Ballad of Snakes, yeah. Something like that. Why did you watch that?
You know what these movies are like? You know how the Saw movies, it's like the same thing? Where it's like the guy, and he has a puzzle, and it's about like, how do they kill each other?
Yeah.
This is what this movie is.
Yeah, it is.
It's the same thing.
You watch like teenagers get rain
over
poisoned
and over
on them,
and
or
over
poison
and over
rained
again.
On them,
and
or
I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
No.
The Mockingjay.
I'm not. I watched
That's
the whole
so
thing.
That's so funny. What is it? Songbirds and Snakes? Something like
then
that.
Then I tried to watch the Gold in My Ear movie.
Oh, Golda, you were telling me that you were looking forward to watching that.
Because Helen Mirren looks amazing.
Yeah.
But I couldn't. It was making me sick to my stomach. It's just her smoking fucking cigarettes the whole time and like going for cancer treatments.
Oh.
And then there's a war.
Oh.
And I'm like, I had to turn it off.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, look.
So what? How long is your flight?
It was 16 hours.
16 hours?
But luckily the doctor gave me a little something.
Okay, because I'm like, you couldn't play Pokemon. You couldn't watch these movies.
What other? I watched the documentary. Sleep? Oh, no, that was on the way home. I slept, which was good.
That's good.
I'm trying to think. I must have watched other
movies. Were you in steerage or first class? Okay.
I was in steerage.
No. Oh, no. I thought that face was, bitch, I didn't fly steerage.
I wish I flew first class, but it was not that. I was regular economy. But it was fine. I was an aisle seat. There was no one next to me.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
No one was next
you can,
to me.
As soon as
fine.
you can just put that leg out.
And they actually serve you real food. And you can be like, I'll have some more wine, please. Thank you.
That's nice.
Yeah. I wish I could remember. On the way back, I watched this documentary about this community in Florida, a retirement community. I really wish I could remember the name of it. It was very good.
Weird.
It was fucking weird.
Was it just about, like, the goings on in a retirement
It's supposed
community?
To be, like, this it was something like Paradise of Our Own or something like that. It was sort of this
like I've heard of this, actually.
Community in Florida that's supposed to be, like, a utopia.
Yeah.
For, you know, people who are retired.
Yeah.
And
they have it all. Can I just say that? I'm sorry.
They do have it all. That's the whole premise, right? Mm-hmm. They have it all. And like,
retirement is wasted on the old.
There's this real creeper who just like drives there. And is like looking for a woman. He lives in his van and he's like looking for a woman to like take care of him. There's this other guy who's addicted to drugs and ends up getting arrested. I mean, it goes into all like the
Christ.
The like weirdness.
Yeah.
So the shots were really beautiful.
In a 55 and older community, I can assume.
Yeah, right. it was a good documentary.
Cool.
I can't remember what else I watched.
Why don't you get me started?
I must have watched
Did you watch the Roger Moore episode of The Muppet Show?
Yeah.
You did?
I watched it.
Do you want to get things started?
Did you just remember that we were doing this?
No, we're like having a casual conversation. And I know. I'm like, oh, we have to talk about Roger Moore.
Yeah, so, and I'm like, I wish I took notes about what I watched on my podcast. I'm sure I watched some things. I have other things to talk about there, but I'll talk about it later.
Let's get things started.
Let's get started.
We watched the Roger Moore episode, the series finale of The Muppet Show, episode 524, Roger Moore, airing in the UK on October 5th, 1980, and in the US on September 27th, 1980. This is a pretty close one, too. This is a week's difference between them. All right. Cold open. Guest star Roger Moore arrives, and Pops instantly recognizes him as James Bond.
That's funny. I could have swore you're that James Bond fella from the movies.
Jim, well, you mustn't believe everything you see in the movies. I mean, all that secret agent spy stuff is only make-believe.
Okay, young fella, if you say so. Hello, this is Agent Pops to Control. Do you read me?
Go ahead, Agent Pops.
Yeah, 007 just passed Checkpoint Able, headed your way.
All right, who are you working for?
The frog.
Huh, that's funny. So am I.
Very cute.
Have you ever seen any of Roger Moore's episodes? Jesus Christ. James Bond movies?
No, but look at this picture that comes up. Isn't that scary?
Ew, yeah.
I hate that. I've never seen any of Roger Moore's James Bonds. I wish I could say that I was a James Bond fan.
Me neither.
But they're just...
Yeah.
Shaken, not stirred, hot ladies. I mean, I'm all about that.
Can I tell you where I know Roger Moore from?
From Mr. Doolittle, Dr. Doolittle?
No, that's not Roger Moore.
Who's the original Dr. Doolittle? Is it not Roger Moore?
It's not Roger Moore.
He sings to the animals in this.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why he does that.
Oh,
it's not Roger Moore.
Wow, that totally confused me because I thought that he was Dr. Doolittle.
No.
And that's why he was doing it.
Oh, my God.
I'm so confused now.
Dr. Doolittle.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, Meg, it's Eddie Murphy. What are you talking about? Could you imagine if I was, like, that fucking dumb? Then I'm like, what are you talking about?
Eddie Murphy, Mr. Fuck You Man.
Eddie Murphy. Rex Harrison.
Oh.
Rex Harrison played him. In like the, with that song. Yeah,
Rex
Talk to the Animals.
Rex is such a good name.
Rex is a good name.
I wish that name would come back.
No, so
if
my.
If like Olivia and like, why isn't the name Pearl? That name should come back.
Penelope. Is that a name
that's
back?
What's another? Name the golden
Gloria.
House.
Yeah, like, literally, you want me to name my grandmother? My grandmother, Dolores, her sister, Lorraine, their mother, Loretta. Like, that, those three names right there. Those are fucking golden girl ass names, if you ever heard them. Right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Sophia.
Oh, yeah. Sophia came back as a
name.
Yep,
we have quite a few youngsters in the family.
But why
extended,
don't old-time names come back for
Sophia.
The guys?
I don't know.
Rex. Or name your gender-neutral child Rex. Like...
Yeah. Name your gender-neutral child Rex. That's the name of this episode. I wish we did that, where we named the episode things that
Rex.
We said.
I think it's a good name.
It is a good name. Okay, so back to my Roger Moore knowledge.
All right, go
Roger
ahead.
Moore plays the chief in the movie Spice World.
Oh, so they actually call on different British actors, not just Alan
yes.
Cummings.
Yeah.
Wait, is Alan Cummings in that movie?
In Spice World?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and
he's
in
the
Josie
documentarian.
And the
yeah. And then he's the
good.
Manager in Josie and the Pussycats. Yeah. But yeah, that's like my only, I think, knowledge of Roger Moore is from the movie Spice World.
Yeah, and I knew he was James Bond.
Yeah, no, I have full awareness of that. Did you see that they may have cast the new James Bond?
Is he going to be black?
It's
because, you know, James Bond is from Britain. Do you hear people complaining about that when they were coming up?
I have.
And they freaked out about Doctor Who as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because Doctor Who is... There's a black man playing Doctor Who now. I know.
Oh, well.
I know.
He's British.
They, like... I don't know.
As
it's
long
like,
as they're British,
it,
who
that,
gives a shit?
That honestly is, like, the,
who cares?
The main
as
driver
as long as you don't
of,
make Doctor Who American,
yeah.
We're good.
Yeah, he really shouldn't be.
No, he should
they
not
They
be
shouldn't
American.
Be, I guess.
Yeah, they
you
should
know?
Not be.
But, yeah, Aaron Taylor Johnson, who was Kick-Ass in the movie Kick-Ass... He was the.
Did I see? I must have seen
Quicksilver Kick-Ass. In the second Avengers movie.
I do know this.
He's
I know
in a bunch
Kick-Ass.
Of things.
Kick-Ass
yeah.
was about a vigilante, right?
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, it was like a superhero movie without superpowers.
Yeah, I like that.
For the most part, it was him and Nicolas Cage and Chloe Grace Moretz.
She had a moment, didn't she?
As Hit Girl, she did have a moment. That is from the same week where she made the Carrie remake.
No,
I imagine.
Having a moment now is that Wednesday Addams. Yep. The young Wednesday.
Dude, did you see the trailer for that Beetlejuice movie?
I can't wait to watch Winona Ryder.
I know. Winona Ryder. Did you see the, like, choppy Gale Weathers bangs that she had?
I love it.
And I'm like,
Scream 3.
Winona Ryder can fucking do this.
She can. She does it better than Courtney Cox.
Yeah, she can. Courtney Cox doesn't do it at all, but
Courtney Cox is hilarious looking in Scream 3.
Yes, she is.
I really love how she looks.
I was like, damn, Winona Ryder, like, Lydia Deetz. Lydia. She's back. Lydia Deetz.
Lydia, you could get it.
What are the Deets?
What's up? Can I get a kiss? Imagine if I talk to women like that. Like how like Kermit the Frog talks to women. Could I get a kiss, Lydia?
Fuck. Okay. During the Muppet Show theme, Gonzo's trumpet sounds like a coach's whistle, and so a soccer ball is thrown at him, pushing the trumpet down his throat.
I thought that was a volleyball.
This is repeated from episode 316. For the opening number... were you curious, is the final episode of the Muppet Show going to do some gay shit with the pigs? Were you curious if they were going to?
Okay, I didn't think gay shit, but I did think, I really hope the pigs are opening.
Were you curious?
Okay, this was everything. This was full on cunt. This is giving.
This episode is literally, like, I know that this was not made to be the conceived finale of the show, but this episode is fully like, what did you like about the Muppet Show? We're going to do it tonight.
We're going to do it tonight.
So, for the opening number,
a group of
Viking pigs described as gentle, quaint, fun-loving, old charmers at the insistence of the Swedish chef sing In the Navy as they pillage a coastal town.
Once I heard the song, I was like, because I was watching this,
just as Jim intended,
and I had to actually pull over and just watch the sketch.
As it started, I was like, "Wow, they're delivering." This, of course, is a Village People song, right?
I seriously love this sketch. It's so good.
It's so good. It goes on for so long. It changes scenes and environments, and I don't know. No notes, dude. No fucking notes. Wonderful, wonderful sketch.
This is amazing, and I have to note that my mom always says that she has red hair because the Vikings came to Ireland. And they raped and pillaged.
Jesus Christ. They pillaged.
Everywhere in the world. If you have red hair.
That's where you got it from. From the Vikings.
I have no idea.
Backstage, Scooter and Beauregard show Kermit the pies they got for the closing number. Kermit corrects them. He wanted spies for the closing number. As it was to be James Bond themed.
So Muppets.
When he tells them to toss the pies away, Beauregard takes him literally and tosses his entire
tray. Best thing Beauregard's ever done.
Thank you. You're absolutely right. Beauregard, we hate you, dude.
You and your seat ass.
We hate you and your seat ass, but... Can I tell you, you said goodbye to us wonderfully.
Yeah, goodbye.
Wonderfully.
Thanks for throwing that pie, Bo.
Thanks for throwing the pie.
If only they could have reprised Gladys in the cantina, because they surely mentioned the cantina.
They should have brought Gladys back. I really, really miss her.
Talked about the cantina like it was a place.
So, I gotta let you know, Gladys shows up in the Muppets comics. We are gonna have to take some time to talk about those comics eventually.
I'm gonna read them.
I will be doing another episode of First Issue Club, where I talk about the Muppets comics with Greg again.
I didn't get to hear it because it's on their Patreon.
I'll give you the link.
Thank you, because
I'll give you the link. Unless you want to join their Patreon.
I would have to explain that expense to my partner. I know. And I wouldn't be able to do that. Because she wants a fence. If I spend a dime on anything that is not the fence, I will be questioned.
No offense.
Yeah, exactly.
No. That's what she says. She says, no offense.
Exactly.
That's the name of this episode.
Fill this cup right now. Right now, I want you to fill this cup.
Okay.
And I'm damn glad it's night.
I'm glad it's
night.
I forgot about fill this cup. glad it's night.
And no, I need offense. No. Anyway, offense.
Offense. Miss Piggy sings a flirtatious on a showboat in China to Roger. Roger protests, claiming he is not Piggy's type.
Why can't Piggy get some?
But she, I don't know, but I did like this.
Where are all the chubby chasers? I know you're out there. I know, is that just a thing in the lesbian community? No, I think there are others. Because you always see those, like, skinny white dudes. Right?
Oh my god. You're absolutely ridiculous. I've heard that expression before.
Chubby chasers. Yeah. Yeah, it's a thing.
Not just in, like, the lesbian community.
Last time you were there.
Yeah. The song is ended shortly before Roger's date arrives, and it is none other than Piggy's rival, Annie Sue. Roger reveals that they're going to the opening of Hamlet. I loved the idea that Roger's like, I'm sorry, Piggy. Like, I feel like he knows that Piggy's got Kermit, and, like, he's not trying to fucking ruin things. You don't think so?
Why is it that a man can go and plant his seed wherever he wants, but when a hen goes out there and says, what's up?
I'm sorry to feminism. I'm sorry to feminism.
How are you going to do that to us? Also, I love that Louise Gold is Peggy Sue or Piggy Sue, Annie Sue or whatever Annie her Sue. Name is.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Louise Gold, and I need to meet her, and I need to interview her, and I need to tell her that she's actually the best. And I need to hear about being the only woman.
Let's add Louise Gold right now to our Dave Goals.
Yeah, we're adding it to the Dave Goals. Frank Oz, Master of Puppets.
Yes.
Louise Gold.
And Louise Gold.
Solid Gold. I don't understand. Why can't they just go out as a truple? Isn't this they're coming out of the 70s. When does Free Love end? I'm so young, I don't know.
So that was like,
I know it started
summer of 69.
Yeah, 69.
Nice. And then it probably ended.
You sounded like Link Hogthrob.
It couldn't have lasted that long.
No, I think it lasted until AIDS.
You're probably right.
I know.
You're probably right.
I think probably it did.
Yeah.
It's okay. You can laugh.
I know. You can laugh. As Roger returns backstage, he stops to ask Kermit if they use pies on the show. Spies, Kermit asks. But Roger actually does mean pies, for he's just trod in one. I love the expression that he trod in
very
one.
Very British.
His foot, he trod. I just trod in a pie.
I wish that we spoke like British people and used the actual English language better.
Yeah?
I do.
Like the true British, like the King's English. Is that what they call it, right?
Well, I just wish we used more words. Yeah. Like, even if you go to Jamaica, and it's like a Creole. It's like an amalgamation. I mean, they use words like vexed.
Mm-hmm. Vexed is a fucking cool
word,
dude.
We don't use that word, really.
No. No.
What cool words do we use? Is there anything cool that we use?
We only just started using cunt as a people.
I know. I mean, finally. Finally.
You know what? Maybe we just have to wait. Maybe vexed is on the list.
It took the gays to bring it.
Yeah.
Where people are like, that's the worst curse word you could say.
Yeah.
What? Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
They said it in The Exorcist, and it was Reagan said cunt.
But I think
she's
because,
possessed by the
devil. It's like anything. It's like, it's intent. It's...
Well, like it's, the space between two ropes?
You know, like... it's like you're, you know, whatever you're... why can't I get this word out? But you know, like it's whatever you like. It's
that's the demon word. What's the new demon word?
The new demon
word. Well, you know, my grandma famously said she had to start using the word cunt because fuck just wasn't doing it for her anymore. She's like, I say fuck all the time. It just doesn't have the same panache. Cunt.
Jesus Christ.
I need to start using the word cunt now.
I love that she uses it. She does. That's very funny.
Unfortunately, she's gotten older. Mm-hmm. I have to
memories
all alone. Now she just tells me about her soaps. You know who the first gay was?
Oh, soap operas. I thought you meant like
Ryan
literally
Philippe.
Soap.
Ryan Philippe. General Hospital. One Life to Live.
Damn.
I don't know.
First. So next, Lou Zealand and his singing fish sing a wet version of You Light Up My Life until he's pulled off stage by Piggy's vaudevillian hook. You Light Up My Life. I really like this sketch, too.
You took the best years of my life. Do you remember that Gilda Radner sketch?
I remember the Gilda Radner sketch.
I feel like Nicole Sullivan and that Mad TV stuff must have been inspired a little bit by Gilda.
Oh, yeah, Nicole Sullivan did.
A little bit.
Like a fake CD country artist thing. We talked about that on this show not too long ago.
Nicole Sullivan, another classic lady.
You Light Up My Life, a song written by Joe Brooks in 1973 from the album You Light Up My Life.
Wow. So they actually used a modern day song. Yeah. They'll use the Beatles, and then they'll do something by Ira and George Gershwin.
Yeah, they love the fucking Gershwins.
They do love the Gershwins.
So, not to like slow us down or anything, but I wanted to present you with a gift in our final episode of this, The Muppet Show.
I don't have anything for you. Actually, okay. I gave you a cat magnet from Hong Kong.
You did give me a cat magnet from Hong Kong, and I meant to give you this quite some time ago.
Nora? Oh my god! It's a baby animal!
A brand new Funko Pop from the Muppets Mayhem TV show of Baby Animal. And look at how small he is. He's perfect. You can take him out of the box.
I was going to ask, am I allowed
and he's,
to take
he's
him
like
out of the
this
box?
Little nugget.
You know I take all my toys out of the box, except for Gambit.
It's
I have
so
him locked
fucking
up
cute.
I've never seen a Gambit toy as cool as the Gambit toy I have. Shit.
Shit.
What does he call, he's like...
Mon petit.
Mon petit.
He does, like, you know, Shit. Little, like, Creole.
He does, like, oh, yeah, he's French.
Yeah.
And he throws the cards. Doug, this is amazing.
It's so fucking cool. He's so cute.
Little
and
ASRM.
ASMR.
I say my own things, 40 Rock. And my grandma. Oh, he has a little diapy with a pin.
It's really cute.
I love this.
It's really, really cute.
And look at his face that he's making.
And look, he's so small, you can just throw him right in your purse and you can sneak him into the house. Lisa doesn't have to know you got any more new toys.
It's so funny. I love this.
He's really cute.
No, this is so... Thank you, Doug.
You're welcome.
I love him.
You're very welcome. And for anyone listening, if you're interested in buying your own...
Go to the Muppets Geekery.
Mayhem Funko Pop. You can go to the Geekery located at 19 Little Street in Mattawan, New Jersey. We have them there. They're $11.99.
It's a steal.
It's a steal.
Those, you want to buy this in New York, you get New York prices.
Yeah.
Come to Jersey.
Oh my God.
Just cross over the
just
bridge.
Just cross the bridge.
The bridge and tunnels. Just do it.
Yeah. Oh, did you see?
Save the money.
They're trying to pass the congestion fees. Okay. Backstage, Piggy and Lou duke it out over the Hook and Barracuda.
Duke it out? Is that why Duke is called Duke? Are they the Fighting Irish?
Oh, maybe. To like...
I wonder what Duke fight. Is. Duke is a fun word. Duke. It reminds me of Duke. And Gandalf saying, oh, that's what I watched.
What?
The Hobbit.
You watched The Hobbit while you were in Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Why?
On the plane.
They're so long.
I know.
You watched all of them?
No, I watched two of them.
Okay. The Desolation of Smaug?
Yeah. I fell asleep.
So you watched The Unexpected Journey and Desolation of Smaug?
I don't think I ever saw Smaug. No. I don't think I saw them get to Smaug.
Smaug. Played by Benedict Cumberbatch.
But okay. I do know Gandalf was like, you're not just, wait, what's his, like, I'm forgetting all the names.
A Hobbit.
What's his last
Bilbo?
Name?
Bilbo. Baggins.
You're not just a Baggins. You're a Took. Apparently the Tooks were more adventurous. I like.
Oh, I remember that from that time I read a few chapters of the
Gollum,
Hobbit.
Gollum, I love the way he says Bagginses. I love it. It's like worth it just to watch. Gollum looks like my cousin, Joseph, to
Jesus
be honest
Christ.
With you.
Okay. Backstage, Piggy and Lou duke it out with Hook and Barracuda. Piggy insists the show have more class than Lou's fish act. When Lou was chased, Miss Piggy...
Were you so excited that Lou Zealand gets his own spot?
I loved that he got to do his own little sketch. That was so cool.
He gives some sass backstage, too.
Roger Moore approaches Kermit to ask if the show is always filled with such craziness. Kermit tells him that they're actually having a rather quiet night with no unforeseen disasters. Kermit is then instantly trampled by the cast of Vets Hospital, but that was a foreseen disaster.
Okay, so I text you about Vets Hospital
yes.
the other day because I was like, oh,
yeah.
This really is MASH because it's Vets as in veteran.
Veteran, veterinarian, yeah.
Vets
yeah, they call
hospital.
It Vets Hospital. Dun, 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 dun.
And obviously.
Dun, 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 dun.
Rolf is Alan Arkin. Alan Arkin?
Alda.
Why do I say Alan Arkin?
I think Alan Arkin was a guest on an episode that we did.
No. Yeah.
He's
probably.
From Little Miss Sunshine.
Alan Alda.
Mm-hmm.
Very yeah. funny. Very fun.
He's
that shows
Alan Alda
risque.
Is very funny.
And you know what's funny is that I was watching my stepkids, they want to watch movies with me sometimes, and
mm-hmm.
I'm fine to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm like... We're running out of movies that is acceptable for me to watch with them.
Yeah.
Like dumbass.
And that you're excited for.
Yeah. And they were like, well, please, let's watch a movie you can pick. Like, mm-hmm. can it be funny? And then I'm like, okay. I had them watch Hot Fuzz with me.
Okay.
That movie's rated R.
Is it?
But I'm like, why? Like, yeah. The jokes that they hear on MASH are way worse than the jokes
yeah.
in Hot Fuzz. Hot Fuzz shouldn't be rated R. There was rated R probably because there's, like, cigarette smoking, maybe? And drinking?
I don't know that you get an R for cigarette smoking. And drinking.
Oh, violence. It was
yeah,
violence.
It's probably violence.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it's like, an English movie also, right?
Yeah, it was very funny.
So it's like,
it
you
was
know.
Dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was dry.
Did you watch all the other ones with them? Like Shaun of the Dead?
I want to watch Sean Paul, right? Is another one.
Oh,
not
Paul's...
Sean Paul, but Shaun
yeah,
of the
Paul
Dead
is not Paul. From that same crew. I think oh. Paul is a Seth Rogen. Is he?
Is Paul funny? I don't think I've seen it.
I don't remember. I saw it in theaters in 2007, and I have not gone back.
Yeah, but I'll probably watch.
You watched Little Nicky with them?
No, I feel like I tried to watch The Water Boy, and as soon as Alex heard
his voice,
he was
sucked.
Like, "I don't like this."
Oh, Little Nicky has a voice too.
Yeah,
that's
he's
not. A
not
good
they're
one.
Not going to like Adam Sandler, yeah. the Sandman.
Yeah,
they're not going to be into it. But if you have any suggestions, please
I'm trying to think,
write
yeah.
in.
Oh well, yeah, the listeners can also write in. That would be
they like Mel Brooks movies. They just watched The Producers. They absolutely love that.
Really,
but they've seen them all.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of other things. I'll have to like really put together an idea.
But I'm not watching another Talladega Nights. Like,
oh, they like those Ferrell movies like that. Oh yeah, some of those are really rough, especially the ones where he's like a character like that.
I'm not watching Step Brothers with them. I don't think it's funny.
Yeah.
When you are a 40-year-old man that lives with your parents, I don't. I know that I'm a bitchy. Lesbian.
No, but they're like baby men.
But I can't.
Right? Like,
there's too many of them in real life.
And it's like, that's a movie that was funny.
That's for guys, though, that movie.
Yeah, it is for guys.
Yeah, and it's fine.
It's for the boys.
It's for the boys. You know what? I'm fine with the boys thinking that that movie's funny.
Yeah.
Laugh.
Yeah. They're in the right age to think that's funny.
Who doesn't like a dick joke?
Yeah.
I'm fine. I just don't need to see a whole movie about that.
No, I agree. I agree.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Veterinarian's Hospital. Dr. Bob and his crew operate on a Viking.
Dr. Bob!
From the opening of the number. He talks of his ancestor, the Viking who blundered and was who blundered at his plundering and was stupid with his pillaging. Dr. Bob ends the sketch with a new take on Roy Rogers' trademark sign-off. Good night, and may the good Lord take a Viking to you.
That was funny.
Take a Viking to you.
Take a Viking.
Remember Roy Rogers was on an episode of The Muppet Show? Wasn't he one of the first, one of the only, like, two-handers?
My God,
it was him and Dale Evans.
Back.
Yeah. That was
taking
a million years ago. We were just kids covering The Muppet Show.
I know.
Can you believe, honestly, though, like, I know we're done with the series now. This is the finale. We're not done with the series. But, like,
we'll never be
we're, done. It's so crazy. We've done, like, almost 140 episodes of this show. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. How many times do you think I've said fucking it's crazy?
How many times do you think I've interrupted you?
I couldn't possibly know. But that's what the show is. When someone is like, "Oh, what is your podcast?" It's like, "Oh, well, we use a framing device of having watched an episode of a Muppet thing."
Yeah.
And then we talk over each other about the Catholic Church or
or whatever. Okay, you want to hear a fun story about Hong Kong?
Go for it.
So my colleague and I, and I got to go with a colleague who's actually like really funny and fun to be around. So mm-hmm. it was a good trip.
That's always nice to have like a, you know.
So nice. Like, yeah. Just like into art and different things. Mm-hmm. Like just a person that you can actually
hold
have
a conversation
with yeah. at dinner and you don't have to be like, mm-hmm. what else?
Yeah.
So just a lovely person, a lovely time. So we ended up going to this event, and it was an all-day thing. So, you know, we're jet-lagged. We have to be at it was a Sephora event. We have to be there from 8 in the morning to, like, 8:30 at night.
Eesh.
Like, uh-huh. late.
Yeah.
We are drained.
Mm-hmm.
We had to schlep things.
And, like, doing, like, convention-y things in a professional capacity.
And it wasn't just,
it's
like,
draining.
Convention. It was for the press,
uh-huh.
for what they call KOLs, which is key opinion leaders,
uh-huh.
and for, like, insiders who spend, like, a shit ton of money at Sephora,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was, so it wasn't, like, just, like, tons of random people, but it
yeah.
was a lot of people and a lot of talking and explaining the same, don't know, 3 products plus the brand.
To, like, keep repeating over, yourself and stuff, too.
So it was a long day, to say the least, right? So at the end of the day, we're like, okay, we need to get food. We're very hungry. We're looking for places to eat. We decide to go to a place because we're like, okay, we want, like, French fries and a martini.
Right? Yeah.
So we go to the place, and they're like, sorry, we're closing. Kitchen's closing at 10. It's 10 to 10. Mm-hmm. At this point, we're finally getting to eat dinner.
Ugh.
And then we go next door to this, like, it was like a schmanciest French restaurant, uh-huh. but it looked really good. And they're like, well, we're closing at 10, but if you come in now and order quickly,
we'll take you.
So, like, thank God. We get in there. We order food. I have drank a lot in my time, but I don't drink a lot anymore. So, like, one martini, I'm, like, pretty, like, woo.
Mm-hmm.
I have 2 because I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Great day. We're done. Whatever.
Yes, you finally can, like, you know, unloosen the tie, so to speak. Like, all that.
We're like, you know, we're not drunk or anything like that, but we're having fun. We're laughing.
The kids say Liddy.
We're a little Liddy.
Yeah.
We're laughing. We're having a good time. Uh-huh. We're like, okay, we better get out of here. They're closing up. Whatever. So we go to leave,
mm-hmm.
and there is a police presence and an ambulance, and we're like, what happened? And then the guy who's the maitre d' turns around with a big smile on his face, and he's like, the cat jumped from the roof. Like, he jumped, like he committed suicide. I forget exactly what he said.
The cat did?
But the cat basically jumped from the building. They put a box over it, and then there was a full-blown ambulance there and a police presence.
Oh, my God.
We cannot stop cracking up hysterically because we're amazed at the fact that, A, there's an ambulance there.
First responders.
Whatever the guy said, he, like, laughed and basically said the cat committed suicide.
Oh my God.
And we're like, no, don't jump.
That's so
And it was really
bizarre.
Sad. And I'm so glad I didn't see the cat. It was in the box.
Yeah. No. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. But my colleague turned around and I was like, no, you're gonna turn into a pillar of salt, don't look. And she saw the cat.
Oh no.
But anyway, it was hilarious.
What a weird
It was a weird thing, but we were of course cracking up hysterically. It was especially funny.
And
what
like
we
after
do?
A
we're
long
so
day.
Drained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything out of the ordinary would have really broken you, I'm sure.
The food was excellent though.
Oh, that's
good. Thank you to that restaurant in Hong Kong. I don't know the name, but
oh, if you're ever in Hong Kong and you're looking for French food.
So good. So good.
Kermit calls the Secret Service for a bunch of spies. They arrive in an instant. When asked how he got the Secret Service's number, Kermit reveals that it was in the Yellow Pages. Kermit then... Should we go, what's the Yellow Pages?
I was thinking this. I was like...
We're so young. I don't know what that is.
I've never heard of the Yellow Pages.
Kermit then explains...
What do bodybuilders do when they want to rip something?
Oh, to like show that they're strong?
Yeah.
You can't rip a dictionary because no one has those either.
Mm, I don't know what you rip anymore.
What do you like print out Wikipedia? Right?
Well, people just do steroids now, right?
People do steroids.
Do steroids actually, maybe a dumb question, does steroids actually make you strong? Like, are you actually strong or does it just pump your muscles?
I don't know.
We're going to pump you up.
If you've ever taken steroids and you want
to... Yeah, write in.
Write in. Leave us a review.
Oh, speaking of Hong Kong, one more thing.
Speaking of Hong Kong, yeah.
Well, because I'm thinking of this bodybuilder picture that I saw when I was in Hong Kong, and it was like an ersatz version of Arnold Schwarzenegger,
mm-hmm.
which I can show you. But I wanted to tell you that I experienced a new part of Hong Kong that I had never gone to before. And
oh, that's so fun. That's absolutely Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah,
and it was Fremont Street in Las Vegas meets English Town Auction.
Oh, no.
It was the seedy part where when you go to give a person a price and you don't like their price, not only do they haggle with you, but when you walk away, they will chase you.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And a lot of, like, sex workers, like, mm-hmm. being, like, hand job upstairs,
mm-hmm.
like, very much like that. It was interesting.
Yikes.
I was like, oh, my God, the city. I felt like I was really seeing the city. I was like, this is like, oh, but the best part, Doug, mm-hmm. is that I went into a store. I wish I could take you to this store. I didn't have enough time because we were hungry to look through every single DVD and CD, but it was all dead stock.
Oh.
And it was...
Oh.
It was filled.
That's just fun to
DVDs
look at.
DVDs and CDs.
Uh huh.
And I looked for Dogma and I couldn't find it. And
could you imagine? You like, you had to buy a
Dogma,
new suitcase
Dogma,
to carry home
Dogma.
A case of Dogma.
Oh my God. Anyway, but it was cool. It was so awesome to go to a store and see all that dead stuff.
That's really cool.
And be like, oh my God, these are all the DVDs that never sold.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we're I don't know.
That's cool. So weird.
Yeah.
So now when Kermit tries to tell Roger about the closing number, Roger reveals that he will be performing a cute number, surrounded by oodles of cute, fluffy little creatures. The spies overhear this information, and since they're masters of disguise, dress up as cute, fluffy
turtle,
animals.
Turtle, turtle!
Now, okay, while I'm not a huge fan of this, I was excited to see one final Muppet Sports bit, and I think this one was really funny and
this
weird.
This one was really funny, and did his nose look bigger? Is that what his nose always looks like?
I mean, it must. That must just be it. I don't think they made the nose different for this one.
Was the
thing.
First Muppet Sports the aliens doing something?
Kuzbanians, yeah. Doing something. Yeah.
And was Kermit.
Something Olympic-y, maybe?
Interviewing with his little trench coat?
No.
Think back.
Kermit
five
should
years
be doing
ago,
it
Doug.
With the trench coat, but I don't think he was. So, Muppet Sports, Lou Kazagar covers the annual Dwight D. Eisenhower Memorial Cross Country Billiards Tournament. When I saw that they were using, like, little, like, camera effects to make this cue ball, I was like, wow, look at that. That's so cool.
Is Eisenhower in the 10-cent coin?
Dwight D. Eisenhower. Is he on the 10-cent coin? No. Oh. Let's see. Who on dime? Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Really?
You got the D right.
Eisenhower's on something, isn't he?
FDR. Eisenhower.
FDR is on the dime?
Eisenhower.
Why didn't I know FDR coin. Was on the dime?
Eisenhower was on a dollar coin.
Oh. Oh, he's on the silver
from
dollar.
From 71 to 78.
Yeah, I do have that. Silver dollars.
Eisenhower coin.
Who on
dime? Muppets News Flash. The newsman reports on an international spy ring trying to sneak ridiculous stories into the news. His very next news story is on a black and yellow striped mackerel
black
being
and yellow,
elected
black
king.
And yellow.
The newsman doesn't believe it. Of course, until the king arrives.
Wait, Doug.
Huh?
Douglas Preston, Extinction. Do you only have that book? Is that your name?
No, I got this from Comic-Con. Douglas Preston is a real author.
Yeah. Do people get you confused with him?
They do all the time. They're like,
they're
do
like,
you sell
are
comic
you
books?
Douglas
or are you,
Preston,
yeah, are
the
you the
known
author?
Author?
And I say, no, I'm sorry, I'm not a collaborator of Michael Crichton. I'm not that guy.
I don't want to end this episode, so I'm going to drag my feet.
It does feel
what's
that way.
What's your favorite Stephen King novel?
My favorite Stephen
read?
King novel is Under the Dome.
And what's that about?
That's the one where a dome a dome encases a small town in, you guessed it, Maine. I really like that one a lot. It's very weird. Its ending is also, like, kind
don't
of
tell
bad.
Me, I'll read it.
But, like, it's incredibly Stephen King. It's, like, coked out and bizarre.
Okay, cool.
I really like that one.
His novels aren't as bloody as
Joe Hill.
Joe Hill is son, right?
This one is more the horrors of your neighbor.
I like that.
So it's a small town book, and it's probably got a cast of, like, 40 actual characters that have, like, personalities and stuff.
That's so cool.
And it's like you start to, like, you're like, oh, wow. You know, you kind of know how people will react, perhaps, to things and stuff as it starts to come about.
Wow.
And it's a small town, so there's, like, they even have, like, a radio station. So there's, like, the two people who run the radio station have, like, and it jumps all around. It's really good.
I might read that. It's called Under the Dome.
Under the Dome. It is, at the time, his longest book.
What's your second?
My second favorite King? Honestly, Carrie.
Oh, you have Joe Hill.
Carrie's pretty great.
Did I know that Stephen King wrote Carrie? So he wrote Carrie, and then they came out with that movie, like, right after he wrote it?
Yeah, pretty close.
Because he's not that old, right?
Yeah.
Old enough, but older than me. But he's not that old.
King is... He's definitely older than you.
Dirty Stephen pillows. King. Where did he get that term
oh,
from?
Oh, God. I don't know. You really are dragging this on.
I am.
The dirty pillows thing is so
I'll
weird.
Never forget the dirty pillows. I remember when I was, like, a kid, probably, like, a preteen,
like,
and I saw Carrie
fuck?
For the first time, and I was like, you got your blood and
that
your dirty pillows.
That movie's a pretty good adaptation, too.
It's good. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not like he was so pissed off with The Shining?
No.
But he didn't realize Stanley Kubrick was doing something else. He just used The Shining as a medium.
He used a different rubric, Stanley Kubrick.
He used it as a medium to do his own art.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I love The Shining, and I love Stanley Kubrick.
The moon landing and whatnot.
I was born in a small town. What else? What else?
So, Kermit informs Scooter.
Like, he goes, what else? What else?
Kermit informs Scooter that the spies have snuck in amongst the animals. Scooter announces to the animals, there are no spies in the closing number. Spies go home.
The spy but who shagged me.
No one does go home. See, I think that's my favorite James Bond, yes, is Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, definitely.
I have no room for the originals. I just want to watch the parody.
I think I've seen a Daniel Craig James Bond. I'm sure I have.
Yeah, probably.
In, like, our friend Lauren's parents' basement. I was just going to say,
definitely from them.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I must have.
Any James Bond movies I bet you have watched with Lauren's stepdad, Alan.
Yeah.
For sure.
No, 100%.
Like... Yes, that's because of and with Alan.
And also, that's how I saw the MASH movie.
Oh, yeah.
But it's actually good. We're going to watch the MASH movie when we go to Rhode Island.
I love the idea of, like, anticipating the movie to watch while you're...
Well, we have to pick it. It's a whole thing.
Up next, Roger sings Talk to the Animals in the closing number, but is forced to fight numerous spies when they try to assassinate him during the song. With appropriately changed lyrics for the situation, Roger comes to out victorious, and the animals rejoice. Have you ever seen that movie?
Victorious?
No. The original Dr. Doolittle.
No.
No? You should watch that with the kids. You only seen Andy Murray. Yes, I remember really liking it when I was a kid. I'd study elephant and
eagle, buffalo. You know when, like, you just get a vibe from a movie and you're like, it's too slow, even though it might not be.
It's
like,
slow. I didn't want no, it is.
I
it
didn't want to watch that Alice movie that I watched, but I liked it.
Dr. Doolittle gives off the, like, it's a stage play being filmed kind of vibes. Like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, you know, like where you're watching something that you're like,
it feels like they're doing this all in one take. Play, I want to watch a stage. Actually, there's a movie with Talladega Nights co-star curly hair
John C. Reilly.
Yes, and I want to say Kate Winslet.
Okay,
I'm gonna guess Kate Winslet. Mm-hmm. And it's just literally four. It's a play, but they made it into a film, and it's like literally just two sets of parents arguing in a room.
Really,
it was good. I liked it.
Uh huh.
I like a play,
and it's all just in one room.
Yeah, it's just people arguing.
Yeah, that feels hard to do
as actors. Yeah, yeah,
to, like, especially that's, it's just them.
I liked it. That feels like a lot. God forbid I can remember what the name is called. Yeah. Anyway,
now at closing, Roger informs Kermit that he has learned his lesson. He's through with cute and cuddly animals and will instead stick to the sick, weird, disgusting animals that he trusts. Roger is then joined by Beaky, Shaky Sanchez, a Snoth, Kuzbanian Foob, Lunch Encounter Monster.
Where is Lunch Encounter Monster?
Right there.
Oh.
A male Kuzbanian, a Frackle, and two crocodiles. See, like, even down to Luncheon being there, like, they stuck the landing on this finale. These last two episodes have been so great. You hate to see them leave, but you love to watch them go.
I really... I'm sad that this is the last episode. And I know that we're going to do the movie and stuff like that, but...
Well, then...
I really am starting to feel like Jim's going to die. Like, I know what happens.
Yeah,
and it
does,
makes me really sad.
We are a little timeliney. I will give you that.
I'm sad that Jim died.
So even now...
I don't... Like, I get it. Like, I know I always make fun... Like, not make fun of him, but I always tease because, you know, he was sort of like a womanizer.
Well, he's our uncle, basically, right? Yeah, we feel like we're...
Free love, and he loved the ladies. But everybody has their vices.
We feel so, like, entrenched with these folks that, you know,
Oz.
We can rib them a little bit.
I can rib them because I love them.
Rib them.
It's like me. Like, I'm the only person who's allowed to talk shit about my mom.
Okay.
And my friends.
Because let me ask you live right now.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to, next week, come together and talk about... We could do the worst episodes.
Together.
We can do two episodes now.
Okay.
We can do... Next week, we could do the worst episodes of The Muppet Show. And we can kind of roast them a little bit. And then the week after, we can do the worst episodes of The Muppet Show.
Best. You said worst twice.
Best the next time. Yeah.
First is the
So
worst.
What if we each picked two episodes that we think are the worst and two episodes we think are the best, and we bring them and we talk about what we think was the best and the worst about them?
Or...
Of the whole series.
We can do the best of season one, the best and the worst of season two, the best and the worst of season three.
Okay.
And then that way we can just skim through all the episodes and like
make
just
ourselves like through, a playlist like,
yeah.
of like, hey, I remember if you want to jump into watching The Muppet Show, watch these two episodes from season one. Do not watch these two episodes mm-hmm. from season one.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do the best and the worst of season one, then the best and the worst of season two.
Okay.
Three, four, and five. So that's five extra episodes.
That sounds good.
And then we'll do...
I like that.
Whatever. We'll have a little bit more time to decide what comes next.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to watch The Great Muppet Caper.
Yeah.
And then, yeah,
Muppets
after that...
Muppets in Manhattan. I don't know if we're going to do them back to back.
Well, if we do Fraggles like we've been talking, yeah. we would do Fraggles
but
season
then
one, then Muppets Take Manhattan.
With dinosaurs.
Well, Dinosaurs comes out in the 90s, so it's like, should we do
80s first?
Yeah, like continue then, this timeline
okay,
that
let's
we've
do
built.
Timeline. Let's do
you
timeline.
Know?
Okay.
All right.
That sounds good. It's
well,
a deal.
So then join us next week.
When we do the best and worst of season one.
The best and the worst of season one. Until next time, you can follow us on social media at ITTWTM.
Message us.
Write us a nice review on Apple Podcasts. And, until next week.
Thanks for the gumball. Dudley Moore. Roger Moore.